In the lunchtime edition, a house destroyed in a blaze at Kendall Hill Christchurch. A second man charged for the January shooting death at Checker Hall, St. Lucie. The same man also charged for an attempted robbery at a Bridgetown jewelry store. A realtor and independent senator cites the controversial Hope Project and calls on government to get out of the housing business. Meantime, government also warned to rethink its new hired car tax, which those in the business say could drive some of them underground. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A resident of Kendall Hill Christchurch, now homeless after a fire destroyed a wooden house this morning. Acting Divisional Officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Wayne Vaughan, says they responded to the call just after 9 a.m.
This morning at 7 minutes after 9, we received a call for a house fire at Kendall Hill in Christchurch. When we arrived on the scene, we found one wooden house fully involved in flames. No one was at home at the time. We quickly brought that fire under control with two trucks, one from the Worthing Fire Station and the other one from the Bridgetown Station. Under my command was myself and 9 officers on the scene. As I said, we were able to get that fire under control in pretty quick order. The fire was limited to only that one structure. There was only one occupant of the house. There's only one person who lives at the house, and the owner of the house, ironically, had just came back to Barbados because she lives overseas. She resides overseas, and she was just in the island from yesterday. But the house was a total loss.
Acting Divisional Officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Wayne Vaughan. A second man has been remanded to Dodds Prison for the murder of Vere Hoyt that occurred at Checker Hall, St. Lucie on January the 9th. 33-year-old Rishan Robert Walrond of Back Ivy, St. Michael, has joined Brian Hurley. He's the second individual charged with Hoyt's murder. Warren has also been charged for unlawfully and recklessly placing Omar Hamilton's life in danger and the use of a firearm on the same date. Also aggravated burglary at Lazard's Jewelry in Bridgetown on the 19th of February. He was not required to plead to these indictable charges when he appeared at the Whole Town Magistrates Court this morning before the magistrate Wayne Clark, and he was remanded to prison until April 14th. The case of aggravated burglary was transferred to the District A Court, where he's scheduled to appear on Friday. Well, realtor and independent Senator Andrew Malladue, citing the controversial Hope Project, has urged government to exit the house construction sector. And he also wants the administration to halt all change of use of land from agriculture to residential purposes. Speaking as the debate on the appropriations bill continues in the upper chamber, Senator Malladue said that government housing projects generally do not go well, while there's considerable private sector expertise in the sector, and government needs to get out of the business.
Every single one ends up with some type of issue with it, whether it's over budget, under delivery, wasn't the specification, whatever it might be. And as I have said before, when you see that, what should we learn from it? Perhaps we should learn that that's not an area that government should be playing in. On the other side, we have great private sector companies who have delivered over 5,000 homes during that same period, both locally and exported nationally.
Senator Malladue also wants government to halt all change of use of land for residential purposes. He says information suggests that there are about 38,000 vacant residential lots and questions why more land is being taken out of agriculture. Senator Malladue also says it's estimated that government has acquired land valued at $300 million that it has not paid for, and he says this cannot be right. Meantime, the independent senator, who admits to having an interest in a rental car company, wants government to reconsider the $10 per day tax on hired cars announced in the recent budget. He estimates that the tax will hike government's revenue from the 6,000 rental cars in this country from $300,000 a year to 14.4 million.
On top of that, there's a 17.5% VAT. So for every rental car, there is a 30% tax that government is going to collect, plus the fuel tax. What this is likely to do, and I'll come to that afterwards. My fear, sir, is that all we will do with this tax is that we will drive legitimate hired car operators underground because it will make them uncompetitive.
Independent Senator Andrew Malalieu in the Lunchtime Edition. In more from the appropriations bill debate in the upper chamber, opposition Senator Andre Worrell has accused government of over-reliance on taxation to pay its bills and service debt rather than sustainable revenue growth from production and exports.
And this is precisely the reason why you cannot get an ease in that. You can't get an ease in the fuel tax. You can't get an ease at the port. Because this government is dependent on the high taxation in order to help them service the debt, not to pave new roads, not to build out the economy, and not to support growth in this country.
The opposition Senator Andrea Worrell, the chief executive officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ranford, says the island's tourism sector is experiencing a strong winter performance with hotels, restaurants, and attractions reporting solid business. Speaking to Starcom Network News on the sidelines of the 37th Annual General Meeting of the Tourism Development Corporation, Mr. Ford highlighted the positive trends seen across the industry. He says early reports indicate improvements over the last year's performance. And the Caribbean Development Bank's Resilience Fund has secured $460 million to refill its special development fund, which provides grants and concessional loans to support regional growth. Speaking at the bank's 2025 annual news conference, the president, Daniel Bess, emphasized the vital role of partnerships in driving poverty alleviation and human development across the Caribbean. More on those stories in subsequent newscasts. Our top stories. A house destroyed in a blaze at Kendall Hill Christchurch. A second man charged for the January shooting death at Checker Hall, St. Lucie. The same man is also charged for an attempted robbery at a Bridgetown jewelry store. Realtor and independent Senator Andrew Malalieu cites the controversial Hope Project and calls on government to get out of the housing business. He also warns government to rethink its new hired car tax, which, and says it could drive some of the operators underground. The Hotel Association reports hotels, restaurants, and attractions continuing to see solid business from a strong winter season. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.